surprised the next gentleman isn't wearing his body armor. But please go ahead.
You left me standing exposed here too long. Tony Kucheri, East Province School Committee. I would like to thank Rhode Island Statewide Coalition for the program today. Very good. I would like to make one brief statement. I have a question for the commission. We have to be more pragmatic and more organized. And I suggest that, you know, the risk in Osprey and Operation Clean Government, both the taxpayer associations and the Tea Party, continue to work together even more closely and by communicating and coordinating their efforts. Because the unions do this every day without any loss of their individual branding. So we should work closer and really give some pushback. I think it's very important. The question I have for the commissioner is the following. Can you provide specifics on pay for performance, the models in particular that you referenced, and how do you pay for performance? How do you pay for performance getting implemented in Rhode Island? How do you see pay for performance getting implemented?
I'm not sure how many more hours we have, but I mean, the way I would answer that is actually not specific, it's pretty general, but I can tell you that what I think is really important is that we recognize our excellent teachers and that we reward them for their hard work, for their drive, for everything they do to make sure that every student is achieving. I think that's really important. You know, this is another one of those really complicated issues. And so what I can tell you is that we are going to have on our agenda some goals around making sure that we have systems of paying teachers and other educators, principals and others, that is reflective of the work that they do. And that there will be some connection between that and their students' achievement, in addition to other factors of evaluation. It will be based on multiple measures.
How about contracts and relations?
I mean, what about them?
Well, how will this be implemented? Will the contracts allow it? Will the unions allow it?
Right. Well, I mean, that's where it starts to get complicated because these are contracts between. These are contracts between, of course, the local school committees and you know, the management of the district and their unions. And so when the commissioner intervenes or the Board of Regents has a policy in place, then that has to be negotiated at the local level.
Okay.